Take heed, lest there shall be any one that maketh spoil of you through his philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Colossians 2 and verse 8. This warning, which the Apostle Paul gave to the brethren of Colossae, is one that is as applicable today as in every generation as it was the day it was penned. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, "Guard that which is committed unto thee, turning away from the profane babblings and oppositions of the knowledge which is falsely so called, which some professing have erred concerning the faith." 1 Timothy 6 and verse 20. In every society and in most every home, there is a danger of philosophers, if you will, coming in and attempting to make spoil of you or your family. The concept of spoil is a term defined as to carry off as spoil, lead captive. Rather, carry you off as spoil. The false teacher, through his philosophy and vain deceit, would carry them off as so much booty. W. Vines. Thus, those who make spoil or rob you of your prize, Colossians 2:18, in covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, 2 Peter 2 and verse 3. Of which Peter also said, "For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he also brought into bondage," 2 Peter 2 and verse 19. These false teachers need not be behind a pulpit or even carrying a Bible. They may very well be invited right into your living room. The design of the media is to change, construct, or control how the society thinks. There was a time when a newscast did that very thing. They brought the news into your home. Now, in many cases, the newscasters will place their varied twist on the story to influence what and how you hear. Jesus spoke of such when he said, "Take heed what ye hear," Mark 4:24, "and take heed therefore how ye hear," Luke 8:18. Every time the power button is pressed on the TV, all sorts of philosophers are being invited into your home. If they are atheists, they will bring in questions and attacks against God and religion. If they are immoral, they will bring their immorality right into your living room. No longer are there shows designed to support morality, parents getting their children ready for religious services, or encouraging them to do what is right. The immorality of our society is focused on making same-sex marriage or sexual perversions the norm by forcing the lifestyle into almost every episode, and that on public TV. Mankind may think themselves immune to the influence of the media. You may be strong in your faith. You may be, the whole time you are watching the show, voicing your opposition to the immorality and influence the media is having on the other guy. What you let in your mind and in your hearts is not easily evicted. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth unto his own flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth unto the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap eternal life." Galatians 6:7-8.